Jonathan, if God gives us the opportunity to go to the mountains of Everest, we'd need one of these animals, the yak, an animal God created on day six.
Why not use horses, Dad?
Well, the yak is more adapted to the highlands with its rich coat of hair, large lung capacity, and he's able to climb rough terrain. In addition to this, his blood cells are designed for high elevations.
In what way?
Well, the yak's blood cells are half the size of those of cattle, and three times more numerous, thus expanding his capacity to carry oxygen. And the yak is created with the capability to breathe rapidly and breathe in large quantities of air.
More evidence of God's brilliance in design.
Now suppose, Jonathan, it's 40 below zero Fahrenheit.
Can they take the cold?
Well, they can. That's because they're well equipped to handle the frigid temperatures. The yaks cope with this cold by preserving heat rather than generating it. Take a look at his coat of hair. The main color is black. This helps resist the effects of solar radiation. Moreover, the skin is highly pigmented. All these traits our Creator provided in the yak's genes.
How well do they carry loads, Dad? That's important if we're going to take our packs up the mountain.
You're thinking like a real mountain climber. Yaks are strong. Some have said they can haul 150 pounds up a trail too rugged for a horse. They have split hooves, which give them good traction up the terrain. They are also efficient climbers, only grazing along the way to keep up their energy.
Dad, you're right. These are the perfect animals for our future adventure.